At the beginning of time, when the world had just begun, the state of man and woman was very different. The beginning of time in the world is relatively recent compared with the beginning of the universe or the earth. The earth is not the world. The world was built by man. The world began about 12,000 years ago, when man identified for the first time with physical death. At this point, time began, providing the sense of tomorrow and continuity on which the world is built. Before this, there was only past, extending back to the first life forms. And before life on Earth, there was neither time nor past. There was only the presence or the timeless. Time is not a process of things getting better. Time is the process of things getting worse. And things have got a lot worse for man and woman and their love since they started to slip into time and self-forgetfulness around 10,000 BC. You might say this sounds like myth. It is myth, but not myth as fable or fiction. What I'm going to describe is the truth. True myth is the only means we have left of communicating the truth, the original state of man and woman on Earth. So please be as still and receptive as you can. Suspend your critical mind and listen while I outline for you the myth or truth of man and woman, your own original state, which you are striving to regain by loving and living in time today. Around 12,000 years ago, the individual bodies of man and woman were permanently surrounded by a magnificent golden orb or halo. Radiating out from the solar plexus, it extended visibly above the head, into the ground and beyond the reach of the outstretched arms. The woman's orb was a slightly deeper gold than the man's, but both had the same dazzling, sublime, and beauteous quality. Woman was pure love, the serene, passive pole of human spiritual love on earth. Man, the active and positive pole, was also love, but not pure love in the same sense. His love was a pure authority, the masculine principle, which was the guardian of love or woman on earth. He or his love was responsible for maintaining the golden divine quality of love between man and woman. The brilliance of their orbs or halos at any time reflected the intensity and purity of that love. Their physical lovemaking was ecstatic. The divine energy generated was so powerful that after making love, their radiant bodies or halos blazed with incredible splendor. This self-luminous radiance of spirit or love, created in each by physical union, was the manifestation of their Godhead on earth. For man and woman at the beginning of time were gods, and they sustained the awareness and presence of their Godhead, their timelessness, by making divine physical love. The halo, the golden energy, was their means of communication, whether together or apart. Its range went far beyond the visible outline, and through it each was in constant, undisturbed touch with the other, in silence and stillness, in mutual consciousness of pure love, God. When either halo needed new energy, man and woman would draw together and make love, make God. As the only two conscious physical poles of love on earth, they would illuminate and energize themselves. He would regenerate her love, while she would restore his love and authority. Communication between them was so complete, there was no need for speech. Speaking developed with time. It developed when men and women started to forget to love, and began to lose themselves in time given to other things, to building the world. Thus men and women forgot how to be themselves all the time, and as they failed to make divine physical love, their halos, their consciousness, lost the golden God connection. They had to start talking across the developing gap between them. and then in the distance of speech arose misunderstanding and emotion. As time or lovelessness invaded the bodies of man and woman, speech replaced the immediacy and fullness of love. Vocabulary grew and grew. Instead of being love, they declared, "I love you," and there developed many wordy substitutes for love. The intensity of the halo was retained in some individuals longer than others, but with time or the past increasing in everybody, things got inexorably worse. In a few thousand years, most men and women had completely forgotten how to make love and to be love. Although apparently performing the same physical act, they were unable to release or generate divine energy or personify in themselves the living spirit or presence of love, the timeless. Their bodies, no longer aligned in love, were aligned in time and emotion. Instead of making pure love, they made emotional, demanding love. And instead of producing spiritually enlightened children, they produced emotionally dependent ones. Woman was now confused and perennially discontented. Man, having lost his authority, was now impatient with her, and in trying to find a substitute for his authority, he became perennially busy and restless. Lacking the authority to control her, he used his superior physical and economic strength to force her into an inferior social position, particularly by exploiting her love of her young. This so enraged her that it engendered the fiendess, who, as long as time continued, would never forget or forgive his injustice and corruption of love. The human race, the race into time, had begun.